The assembly will consider a local resident's request for the borough to take a stand against any potential road or power line encroachment on Petersburg Creek. The state's favored power line route includes crossing the creek that could also result in a road running through the roadless city of Kuprnov. The assembly is slated to consider the possibility of holding a special meeting or work session to review the intertie and road projects in more detail as well. The federal government's draft environmental impact statement for the power line is due out sometime in the next couple months. A separate study for the road project just got underway this winter. Petersburg's police station project could be moving in a new direction. The assembly is slated to talk about less expensive options for the building and decide whether to pay for a structural analysis of those ideas. After receiving a much higher than expected cost estimate for the project earlier this spring, the assembly put the design process on hold and directed staff to look into cheaper alternatives. Next year's borough budget is up for the first of three votes. The plan includes a balanced general fund for the third year in a row. Unlike utilities, the general fund's mainly supported by taxes and covers borough departments that can't generate enough money to pay for themselves. That includes emergency services, the library, the schools, parks and recreation, and public works. General fund revenues and expenditures total just under $9.4 million in the draft. That's up a little over 3% from the current year. Along with the budget, the assembly will vote on the first reading of the millage or property tax rate. Staff has proposed it be set at 11 mils, which is just a hundredth of a mil more than last year. It works out to $1,100 in tax for every $100,000 of assessed value. That's just $1 more than last year. The base tax rate is actually dropping because of increased state revenue and other factors. However, the slight increase overall is due to the first year of bond repayment for the town's new library. Currently, the assessed value of taxable property within the former city limits totals nearly $299 million, which is up about 3.6% from last year. Borough-wide, property beyond the former city limits won't be taxed until next year. The agenda also includes a resolution requesting the state legislature petition the federal government to relinquish sea otter management to the state. The measure was prepared by Petersburg's ad hoc sea otter committee, which has been trying to find a way the borough can respond to ongoing concerns over the growing otter population's impact on commercial and subsistence shellfish species. In other business on the agenda, the assembly will vote on a long list of professional service contracts and bid awards for a variety of projects, including a base map for the borough, inspection and contract administration for a wastewater pump station replacement, an electrical upgrade for the North Harbor project, library shelving and furnishings, a covered porch for the school district administration building, and site improvements at the Clausen Memorial Museum. Among other issues, the mayor and assembly will also vote to ratify a new labor agreement with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. They'll also discuss the possibility of holding a borough election in 2013 rather than waiting until the following year, which is the current plan. The Petersburg Borough Assembly meets today at noon in the assembly chambers. KFSK will broadcast the meeting live, as always. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.